Okay, well, again, I'd like to welcome everyone to our call tonight. This is a really special Connect for Success call that we're doing this evening. Our speaker this evening is one of the world's number one direct selling speakers and author, and she has wonderful books, top-selling superstar books, such as Be a Party Plan Superstar, another book that she's written, Be a Network Marketing Superstar, Be a Recruiting Superstar, and also Be a Direct Selling Superstar. And these books have been translated into many languages. Mary has walked the talk, and she brings the credibility of success in every aspect of direct sales. She left teaching to start a direct selling business and soon after founded her very own company. And get this, everybody, she sponsored 1,000 people in her first year. Can you imagine? 1,000 people. She's a former CEO of two multinational direct selling corporations and past president of the Direct Selling Association of New Zealand. The Multilevel Marketing International Association has honored Mary as their best of the best worldwide award recipient, and Direct Selling Live recognizes Mary as one of the 10 most influential women in direct selling. And tonight we have her with us, so aren't we fortunate? So I'd like to welcome our speaker this evening, our coach, and our new friend, Mary Christensen. Mary?
Hi, Linda. Well, thank you so much for that very, very warm welcome. And, you know, we talk about new friend, but, Linda, I have to say I am so glad to be invited back to work with Libri this year. Some of you, I know I heard those names being announced as you came on the call. Some of you will remember that I was with Libri, came on board and did some training and some events with Libri a few years ago, had huge respect for what you do. I absolutely love beauty products. That's what I sold. That's how I built my business. So I always love companies with beauty products. But Linda, I just want to say to you and Brian and to everyone in the field, thank you for inviting me back. And what's even more exciting this year is that I'm not just coming on a call or two. What Linda and Brian and I talked about and agreed would be the best approach is for me to be able to help you as I really want to help you. What I'll be doing is a series of 6 calls leading up to convention in July. Thrilled to say that I will be at convention with you, getting to meet you all and working with you and sharing some laughs and some fabulous tips and tricks and techniques and all the things that I learned. And even more exciting, I will be coming to Leadership Insight in about a week's time. So this for us is really I guess it's a really smart move for you and Brian, Linda. What they're doing is saying, okay, Mary, we want everything you've got, and we want it fast, leadership, calls, and convention, because this is a year, I think, that Libri is poised to really see some spectacular growth. And when we talk about spectacular growth, of course, what we're talking about is spectacular income growth for every consultant who really wants to work their business this year. So that's just a little introduction, and I guess also to get those of you who I have not met before a chance to get used to that little accent that you're hearing, my Los Angeles accent, as I like to call it. Well, I'm not originally from Los Angeles. I'm originally from a little country called New Zealand, but I've been in the United States now for 10 years. Consider myself an American in training, but I don't want anyone to be distracted by the accent, because I've been in this business quite a while. In fact, since I was a young mom looking for a way to be the mom my kids deserve and, of course, earn enough money to pay the bills. So, you know, don't let the accent distract you. I would say my background is very similar to many of you who are on the call tonight. And the only difference between me and you, I think, is time. I've had time to master those skills. I've had time to make those mistakes and pick myself up and dust myself off and get on with the job of fixing it. Because one of the greatest things about this business, everyone, is, and it's also one of the scariest, because it's always comforting to think if we're not earning the income we want, it's always more comforting to think, well, you know, if only LeBri would come up with another incentive for my hosts or another offer for my customers or whatever it is. But the reality is we are very much in control of our income with LeBri. And what's even more exciting is a little mantra that I always have, and the reason I am self-employed, I believe when you control your income, you control your life. But that also brings with it some of the responsibilities of being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, if it's not working for me, it's because I'm not doing enough or I'm doing the wrong things. And it's that total responsibility, not for everything. I'm not saying we're responsible for everything that happens to us, but we certainly are responsible for how we deal with everything that happens to us. And we see people go through the most incredible challenges and obstacles, and yet they come out triumphant. We see other people, you know, have a host who cancels at the end of the month, so you miss what your target was for that month, and they allow it to crumble them and really stop them moving forward. So, Linda, once again, thank you for inviting me back. It's fabulous to hear so many people on the call live. Very much appreciate that. I can feel that energy even if you're muted. But the good news is that these calls are not about me talking at you. What these calls are about is me sharing some techniques and tricks with you, and then you being able to ask any question on any topic relating to your business. So I'm giving you a little heads up on that so that if you have a question, and because these are our calls, these are not calls that our customers are going to hear, I don't mind how tough your questions are. I don't mind you asking, you know, a really tough question. Mary, I have a problem. I want you to help me with it, because that's what these calls are about. So just letting you know that's going to happen, and you'll have that opportunity to ask those questions towards the end of the call. Equally, or probably what I'll suggest is take little notes as I go, because I have planned a bit of a call for you tonight that I think is going to be a great kick off the year, as you know, as great as we can call. But questions will pop into your head. We're women. You know, we find it very hard to focus without our brains going crazy over here at the same time. So just note those questions, and then in about 30 minutes' time, we will just open the lines and say, okay, fire away. Give me your biggest, you know, toughest questions, and I'll try and deal with them for you. The only negative would be that if you held them in and you felt like, oh, no, nobody else would be interested in this problem, or, you know, it's too big, I can't ask to be addressed. That's how we grow. We grow by, you know, addressing those issues. I have a little phrase, again, that I like to think of, that I will succeed if I draw on the strengths I have and develop the strengths I need. And it sounds such a simple phrase, but it really does sum up what we, you know, when we grow in business, and we've always said LeBri is a personal growth business, so it really is a case of starting off with whatever it is, you know, we're super organized, or we're super enthusiastic, or we're a beauty expert, or everybody loves us, so all our friends are going to book a party just because you asked or I asked them to. So those are the things that we start off with, and all of us have gifts. I mean, we have different gifts. Not everybody has the same gifts, but rest assured, we all have them. But at the same time, all of us have those little sticking points that I think keep so many of us from the income and the lifestyle that we deserve. And coming back to how I started this call, control your income, control your life. So there's nothing stopping you in 2014 achieving everything you dream about and deserve from your LeBri business. But to make it a little bit easier, and it's not really just about me talking at you and saying, you can do it. I mean, we hear that all the time. What I wanted to do today is I wanted to share 12 very specific tips for making 2014 your most exciting, rewarding, and fulfilling. You know, nobody wants to be stressed out. You don't want to pay too high a price for your success, so fulfilling ever. So here they are. Those of you who like to keep track, like to have those little numbers and remember the key points, there are going to be 12. I'm going to work my way through them, and then we're going to open the lines for questions. So, number one, here's how we should tackle any new year. It's a new year, and that means it's a fresh start to our business. We even get our taxes done. You know, we get our taxes. It's the year's over. So one of the ways to handle this is understand that some of you had a good year. Some of you had a great year. Some of you had a disappointing year. I know that to be true. That's just business. But whatever happened in 2013, draw a line under it and start fresh. That is one of the wonderful things about being in business, where we're in partnership with a corporation like LeBry that takes care of the financial risks as well and rewards. So it's not like any of us are entering with business debt. I mean, we might carry a little bit of our own debt, credit card debt, you know, splurging a little bit too much on Christmas. But in terms of business, I want you to think of how many businesses start the new year with big mortgages, increase in rents, all of those things. Not with LeBry. I mean, that's it. You get your commissions, you're paid, your bonuses, whatever. Year is done and dusted, and 2014 is a brand new fresh start. And that is something that is so important because, you know, you're not going to drive far looking in the rearview mirror, right? So next one. So let's hope everybody does that. The next one, I think it's more that attitude of gratitude that I think we have to consistently remind ourselves. It's easy to focus on what is not going well. You know, it's easy to focus on the host who cancels, the consultant who's always saying she's going to do something but never does, or the friend who says she's going to book a party and then never does. You know, all of those things. But we must remind ourselves, again, what I started this call with, the magic of LeBry is that you can control your income. How do you get a pay increase? More parties. How do you get, that's a short-term pay increase. How do you build a business where you're getting, you know, better dividends every single month? Well, you recruit more, you build your team. But remember, it's not just when I control my income, I control my life. It's also, and I think this is the best part of a LeBry business, I can get anything I want by helping others get what they want. So think of it from a beauty perspective. All women want to look a little younger and a little more attractive. I mean, that's a fact. Once we turn a certain age, there isn't a woman on the planet who doesn't want her skin to look younger, fresher, healthier, more glowing. So your income, the kind of money you're making on a day-to-day basis, doing your parties, servicing your customers, getting new customers, you are actually helping women feel good. We know we always feel better about ourselves when we look good. So, you know, there you go. You are helping women with that side, that very, very important side of our lifestyle. And from your team, think about if you have a consultant, if you have anyone in your team, if you're recruiting, and that's when I think the business gets really exciting. Those of you who are supervisors, those of you who are managers, executive managers, whatever it is, what you know is that you are getting the income and lifestyle you dream about by helping others get the income and lifestyle they dream about. You are helping others consistently. So always remind yourself, why am I doing this? And it'll help you through those times with a sheer whim. Things aren't going according to plan. You know, if anyone who starts the year in a kind of la-la land thinking, or fantasy world as I like to call it, that, you know, every host is going to hold the party, guests are going to turn up at every party, consultants who join are going to stick around, and they're going to sell, and they're going to, you know, work hard to make sure they get their kit completers and all of those things. You know, it's planet reality that we make our businesses on. And disappointment is actually the fastest route out of this business. So don't expect a fantasy world where everything's going to go right. Factor in the fact that sometimes this business is going to be frustrating. I think that's so important for us to do. So the next thing, 3.3, for those of you who love to keep those numbers, it's not enough to want it. We all dream about having all the money, you know, to go out and into that mall or onto that street and have that, you know, no guilt-free shopping spree, as we like to call it. But it's not enough to work it. You have to work for it. And I want to remind every single person on this call tonight, and those of you who are listening on the replay, if you're willing to work and you're willing to learn, and you're willing to be paid for your results, not just for showing up, you are pre-qualified for success with LeBri. Think about it. You have a wonderful company. People who will go out of their way to support you. You have wonderful products. I have been on LeBri for the last 3 weeks, and I am loving it. I am loving my products. I absolutely am a huge fan of Allo. So that for me was something that, you know, who doesn't like Allo in their skincare products? We know, and certainly I've known all my life, that Allo is healing and soothing and calming. When we used to cut ourselves, my mum would cut a little piece of Allo and put it on the cut because that was so much more effective than products that may harm us, you know, the kind of over-the-counter things where you don't know what you're getting from them. So, great company, great products, but nothing's going to happen until and unless you make it happen. No one's going to come walking up your driveway saying, I want to join your team, and I'm pretty keen to get to executive manager as quickly as possible and, you know, get that car and, you know, go on the travel incentive and fall, all of those things. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to go out and get them. So that's number three. Number four is something, Linda, I remember talking about at the very first convention I came to with LeBri, and I remember talking about this, and nothing has changed. The one thing that every single one of us needs to equip ourselves with right at the beginning of the year, and I hope that most of you have already done this step, the number one thing is that goal that makes your heart leap, your eyes shine, your pulse race faster. Because if you've got a big goal, a goal that is bigger than all your doubts and disappointments and distractions, you know, many of you have other jobs, many of you are raising a family at the same time, you know, they're big distractions. But it's that one big goal that we really sees us through. You know, even if it's a company goal, I am determined to go on the next trip. You know, how many of you are heading off to Puerto Vallarta? You know, pretty exciting. Those things, that's a goal. Now, how do you work out whether you've got the right goal? A couple of things I want to share with you, a goal. First of all, we're women, don't choose a goal that you think you should come up with. You know, it's probably time I paid down some credit card debt. You know, we need a new family car. What I want you to do is list a few things that you would like to achieve this year. And what you'll find as you're thinking about them, some will leave you flat, you know, like a dead battery. And some you'll feel yourself more excited. Those are the goals to choose from, because you won't, you know, the wrong goal or a small goal is going to have all the firepower of a flat battery. What it is, it's that big, exciting goal. And it doesn't have to be big as in, you know, I'm going to completely change my life. It could be at the end of this year, I am going to be driving that sexy car that I have always wanted to drive. Or I am definitely, my husband and I are going to leave the kids with grandma and we are going to go on that second honeymoon that we keep talking about but never happens because all the money my husband makes seems to get swallowed up by the kids and schools and paying the mortgage and paying the bills, all of those things. So remember, it has to be a goal that makes your pulse race whenever you think about it. You know, because I keep talking about this, but the green light is not always going to be shining in your direction. There are definitely going to be times when you feel that yellow light is ahead, and often when you're going to be stalled at that red light. You know, stop, going nowhere. But it's that goal you need to see you through all that, and it gives you that strength to get back on your feet and back in the game after you've had a few knockdowns. So important. start the new year with a goal that makes your eyes shine. Leaders on this call, make sure you find in every single one of your team members, every consultant, make sure you know what goal they've chosen, the one that makes their eyes shine, because you can always learn the skills. It's that fire that's going to take you to the executive manager and those fabulous incomes. And I have to say, LeBri has a very generous compensation plan, marketing plan. You know, that's going to come from within. Another little lesson to leaders, because I know that, you know, you're all on this call from different levels on the plan. That's, again, that's a timing thing. But one of your number one goals as a leader is to be inspiring to others, you know, to be that inspiration. But how can you possibly hope to be an inspiration unless you're inspired? So don't fall into that trap of saying, you know what, this year it's really all about helping my team. You know, that's not going to work. You need to be able to say to your team, and Linda and I are super keen on hearing at Leadership what your goals are, because we only have about 80 people coming, so that's going to be a real, you know, weekend where we're working together, some really exciting things planned. But you need to be able to share your goal with your team members, with us, and with everybody, so that people see this is something you feel really passionate about. So think of it this way, leaders. Your number one job is to be inspiring. But you can't be inspiring unless you're inspired. In fact, the most inspiring leaders are inspiring because they're inspired. Those of you who have trouble with that goal, and I understand that, here's a way that you can come up with one. Ask yourself this question. If I could make one personal wish come true this year, what would it be? If I could make one family dream come true, what would it be? Because remember, you can't multitask your goals. That's an invitation to multitask your way to mediocrity. You have to come up with one goal and achieve it. One goal, one year, one party at a time. Number five, commit. Now, this is such a key step because there's no halfway when it comes to succeeding in business. Honestly, you either want it or you don't. Elite leaders, you know, people who get to the top, they don't embrace half measures. They don't make hope their business plan. They succeed on purpose. And when I talk about commitment, I mean embracing these principles. I want it. I deserve it. I can do it. And I will do it. And understanding that it's not about confidence. It's not about all the stars being aligned so everything goes well. It's about courage. It's courage, not confidence, that will see you through this year to the goal that you really dream about. It's courage that will make you say, if something's not working for me, I must change. Not think about others should change, other people should be more reliable, other people should be more helpful. I must change. Because success, Linda, you know this, you and I have talked about this before, success is a choice. It's not something that happens to some people by chance. And it doesn't even matter. You know, you can work full-time, part-time. You can work in your spare time. That's up to you. You can combine your LeBri business with a regular job, raising a family, caring for someone who needs you, you know, a loved one who may be at a time in their life where they need you. You can do all that. But without commitment, honestly, your goal is little more than a pipe dream. Number six. This is going to resonate with everyone. Stop overestimating the challenge and underestimating yourself. That is something, you know, women have so many skills and strengths. Why is it that we are so quick to underestimate ourselves? Why is it we're so quick to overestimate the challenge and think, you know what, no one in my family's ever earned more than $50,000. There's no way I'm ever going to be earning $100,000. Or, you know what, no one in my family's really traveled much. You know, how is it that I could possibly earn that trip to Puerto Vallarta and, you know, live that kind of lifestyle that, you know, I see in the glamorous magazines? Well, you know, you can. I mean, I'm not going to talk about me on this call. This call is 100% about you, except I'm going to tell you this. I grew up as poor as you can possibly grow up. I grew up with an alcoholic dad who was angry and abusive, and you know, that was where I was. But one day I made that decision, that commitment to myself, that I was going to change things. And for me, it was huge. It was looking at my daughter, and it was looking at my son, who was just a few weeks old, and realizing that if I continued to wear my past like some sort of trophy to victimhood, I was never going to change my life. And if I never changed my life, I was never going to change the pattern for my children. So, and by the way, that was the goal for me. You can probably tell it by the way that I'm talking. But like I said, it's one of those things that you have to do, overcome self-doubt. Because self-doubt is the single greatest barrier you'll have to cross to reach the high incomes that you're going to get when you become a manager and an executive manager. And women, we are so good at that self-doubt thing. But self-doubt leads to self-sabotage, and it comes in so many guises. You know, I'll talk about a little bit more about this convention. I've talked about it before. But all of them have the same destructive effect on your business. Because if you don't believe that you deserve to succeed, you are going to find 1,000 reasons why you can't. I mean, we could list them. We could brainstorm them. We could put them up on a whiteboard. You know, oh, I'm too new to the business. You know, Mary, I really just joined, so I'm kind of still learning about, I mean, hey, it's beauty products. It's parties. There's not a lot you have to learn. We book, we sell, we recruit others, and we help those grow. That's the business. So I'm too new. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too busy. I'm a little shy. I don't like my job at all, but the salary is too good to give up. I'm not really confident enough. I'm not really smart enough. Oh, I don't want to be seen as taking advantage of others. That's why I don't recruit. Oh, I'm really just happy to sell the product. You know, that's really, I'm really in it for that. Oh, my kids are too involved in sports. My kids are too young. My job, my volunteer work, it's too demanding. I don't have the time, the confidence, the experience. I'm not really educated enough. I'm not qualified enough. You know, I mean, I know I'm wheeling them out, or it's not what I want. That's a great one. It's not what I want. Who doesn't want $100,000 a year income? You know, anyone who says money doesn't buy happiness doesn't know where to shop. So, you know, this kind of thinking really opens the door to failure and just invites it to breeze right in, because we can all find those excuses. You know, if you're looking, oh, I live in a really small town. You know, everybody here likes this. We're partied out. You know, if you're looking for excuses, you'll find them everywhere, but you can't make excuses and money at the same time. And I do want to share how I changed things for myself. Nothing really changed except I changed. The first step I made was to give myself permission to succeed. And did I make mistakes? Oh, my goodness. I could write a book about the embarrassing, humiliating mistakes that I made. But I realized if I was willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to change when I realized something wasn't working for me, nothing would hold me back. And as I've said, I realized that. And I hope, everyone, that you're getting this message on the call. Sometimes we look, I certainly used to, maybe I'm revealing too much about myself, but I used to look at those girls who were prettier, who were more confident. Their clothes, you know, their blouses, their shirts were white. Their clothes were more expensive. You know, they were just cooler than I was when I was at school. And I started focusing on what I didn't have in life instead of what I had. When I realized with my background, it gave me gifts that I was just discounting, discarding, just ignoring. The gift of determination, self-reliance, empathy, understanding for people who were less fortunate. So, you know, instead of focusing on what I didn't have, you know, the coolest clothes and money to go to the store and buy something after school, whatever, I was developing other gifts, and those gifts have been the greatest gifts of all, because I've been able to use them to further develop my self-reliance and to help others. So I don't know if you know the name Leonard Cohen, but Leonard Cohen is a singer, songwriter, poet, he wrote the song Hallelujah, which is one of my fabulous. Linda, do you love that song?
Oh my God, it's a beautiful song, absolutely.
Isn't it? I mean, if you're down, you play that. Well, Leonard Cohen wrote that, but he wrote a lot of songs, and there's a phrase that in one of the songs that I used really to give me strength, and I just want to share it with you. I just feel like sharing it with you tonight. It's this: forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Isn't that just wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. So if you're out there, Linda, you and I know that. Linda, you did things didn't come easy for you, you know, and look where you are today. But it's understanding that there is no such thing as the perfect world. All those cool girls that we look at, you know, they don't have a perfect lives either. But it's those imperfections that let the light get inside and make us the people we are, the people with empathy, understanding. And I realize that, you know, it takes huge courage to push against those emotional barriers that are holding you back. You know, lots of us have personal challenges to deal with. Lots of us. You know, maybe we're around friends who've never moved beyond their comfort zone, you know. Maybe you've played it safe. Maybe it's your problem. You've played it safe all your life. But that was then and this is now. But it takes courage to change the path you're on in life. And it has no, it doesn't matter how you arrived at this point today. If you are on the wrong path, it's time to find a better one. And what better time to start than now? This is a journey that we're going to take together. You know, I'm here for you. I mean, Linda and Brian, when they contacted me, I'll tell you something, Linda, you may forget saying this, and she said, Mary, we just have the best people. I just want the best for them. And that's what this is about. I don't think Linda contacted me because she sits there, you know, impressed by all of my background. I think she contacted me because she knows I have the knowledge and the experience, and she wanted the best for you because that's how it was put to me, and I couldn't wait to jump on board. This business, not LeBri, but something very similar, expanded my life beyond parameters I could have never imagined. And it wasn't just in financial terms, it was in personal growth. And the best thing, the example of independence and personal power I set for my family. And I know, everyone, when you give yourself permission to succeed, it is going to do exactly the same for you. So just a reminder, before I move on, those of you who are noting these points, before I move on to point number 8, the way that Linda and I have planned these calls is I'm going to give you what I call my little mini workshop on each call. And then next call is actually going to be more specific skills. But then we're going to open the line for questions. So just because the topic I'm addressing now is an intense topic about the power that we have inside us, what I like to call the power of you, that doesn't mean you can't at the end of this call say, Mary, I've got a question about bookings, or I've got a question about host coaching. Because ultimately, it's getting stuck in and booking and coaching our hosts and selling and recruiting and all of those things, that's going to be what's going to get us to where we want. So the next one is a bit more of a practical tip. Number 7, a good time is now to polish up your story for the new year, because every year is an opportunity to refresh and revive and renew. Why am I asking you to revisit your personal story? You've probably got a perfectly good story about how, you know, your skin. I mean, Linda and Brian's story is fabulous on how they came to actually formulate the products. I'm sure you've got a product story. I'm sure you've got a business story. But everything changes, and it's changing fast. You know, when I wrote my first book, even way before the Superstar series, it was a book called Make Your First Million in Network Marketing. And, you know, I go back and I look at that book, and one of the reasons I don't promote it is on one of the chapters I talk about, okay, you need a personal story, and it has to be 30 seconds or less, and I called it the 30-second commercial. Well, my goodness, 30 seconds is like the comparing snail mail to, you know, Twitter or texting someone. 30 seconds is way too long. People are self-obsessed. When you're talking about them, why should they listen? 30 seconds? Think Twitter generation. And I want your challenge, really, I guess it's a challenge I'm giving you, is polish up your story, which means edit bits of it out so it packs punch rather than goes on too long. Better to have people saying, she seems interesting, I'd love to know more about her, than, okay, okay, I'm listening politely. That's not what you want. So your story is really important. I mean, all marketers sell their products and their business by telling stories. The only difference between the stories that most advertisers tell or marketers tell is they make them up. They use actors and actresses and, you know, they hire a production company to make this cool production. Our stories are our real stories, real life experiences. But that doesn't change the fact that there are thousands, hundreds, millions of products and opportunities competing for the attention of your target market. So you can't afford to get lazy, and you can't afford, what if I see, open a magazine, I see a glossy ad for a competitor's products, retail competitors. What if I meet another direct seller who's got another story that's more powerful than mine, that I connect with more than I connected with yours? You know, just because it's our story doesn't mean we need to get lazy about it. So less is more. Come up with a story. I'm going to give you a little formula to try. If you're taking notes, write this down. I am, but, and so. Just write that down. And then fill it in. Like, I'm a nurse and I love my job, but I find the shift work really tough, especially in winter. And so I'm working towards making Libri my full-time job. I'm a teacher. But, once I had my own kids, I was so overspending my days with other people's kids, so I decided to work for myself. I've just started out, but I'm having so much fun. It hardly feels like work, and the support I get from Libri is amazing. You know, you can do this. That's my challenge for the week, Linda, that everybody comes up with this little story. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm so lucky my husband has a good job. But it seems everything he earns gets eaten up by bills. And so my little business pays for the extras we enjoy as a family. And this year we're saving for a family trip to Disneyland. Short is effective, long is boring, and just a wee bit self-absorbed. Because as we know, and boy, we're going to do a whole call on recruiting, but you'll recruit faster by showing an interest in other people than trying to get them interested in you. So remember, when you're sharing your story, your reason for doing it is to get them to say, I'd love to do something like this. Oh, I'm interested in learning more. That's exactly what I want. Oh, it's time I quit working for someone else. I wonder how much it costs to start. Maybe I could do this part-time. Sounds like fun. I wonder if I should take one of those flyers. I wish my partner could hear this. I wonder if she'll ask me. That's why you're telling your story, not just because you like telling your story. I never forget anything I'm doing. I never forget when I'm communicating that it's not even about me. Nobody's interested in me. People are interested in themselves, That's why we take selfie photos. That's why we like to be in those photos. So, and that's why we discard the ones when we're not in. I have to be always keeping in mind why I'm sharing it. Next one, 8. This is a little recruiting one. Even though we're going to do a specific call on recruiting, Linda and I wanted to put a little couple of recruiting tips because you can't wait. It's January. It's nearly February. You've got to recruit this month. Here's another challenge for you. Recruit someone in the next 48 hours. I know you can do it. I know you know them. You probably just haven't thought about who it is. Maybe you can't see that person standing right next to you. Ask everyone. Fear of rejection is another excuse, because here's how I look at it, and this really helped me, Linda. If I now think that if I don't offer the opportunity to someone, I'm rejecting them. And if I looked out my window right now and I saw all my neighbors having a party and I wasn't invited, I'd be feeling pretty, hey, what's wrong with me? So I would rather give people an opportunity to say no than to snub them in such a hurtful way. So that's just simply the opportunity. And if you need a little bit more help, I just want to tell you, everyone, because recruiting is the key. It's when the business gets exciting, right? Sales are my income for today. Bookings are my income for tomorrow. Recruiting is my income forever. But I was actually on a cruise with a company, and I was sitting, you know, awards nights, banquets. I love to go to those. And I was sitting at a group with a table, and we were just chatting. And turned out the girl next to me was actually the Supreme Trophy winner for her company. So she got up on stage and got her trophy and came and sat back down. And I said, congratulations. And I said, oh, what made you join this company? And she said, you know what? I always wanted to do something like this. I went to 6 parties, and no one even asked me. And this company was the first company to ask me. And I said, oh, I wonder why no one asked you. And she said, yeah, so do I. So here's this poor woman going to all these parties, reject by people who are either too inexperienced or too self-absorbed or too scaredy-cat to actually ask her. And think of the lessons there. You don't seize that opportunity, someone will. Another one, you know, offer the business to everyone. Don't let presumption, prejudice get in the way. You're not going to build a business by handpicking your team. You'll never know who's interested until you ask, and you'll never know who has potential until you give them an opportunity to demonstrate it. And honestly, I think if you'd looked at me at your parties before I got involved in this business, I think you would have said, not too sure about her. I don't know if she's got the confidence. I don't know if she's got the look for beauty products. Well, you know, somebody did offer me that opportunity. And I guess the last thing about that, it's about rejection. No one likes it. So why are you rejecting everyone by not offering the opportunity? It's very self-absorbed. If you're not, I mean, honestly, if you're focused on being rejected, you're focusing on the wrong person. So the more people you ask, the more will say yes, and the more will say no as well. Rejection's part of the territory. Get over it. You know, I have a philosophy, if you're not getting enough no's, you're not trying hard enough. You're not asking enough people. So hopefully that'll give you a little bit of confidence to get out there and share. Who wouldn't want to work with this company? Who wouldn't want to think that one day they could get a free car, including insurance? Who wouldn't want to travel? I mean, I just can't understand it. Those of us who are coming to Leadership Insight, we're going to have a ball. We're going to learn, but we're also going to have fun as well. Number 9, best investment you can make in your business is to invest in yourself. You're doing it by coming on these calls. Please listen to the call again, maybe. You know, read books. I think Linda's a big reader. Linda, I know you've got book clubs going. You're doing, even at Leadership Insight, we're doing books. You know, don't waste time reinventing the wheel. Some of us have actually been there. We've made the mistakes. You can learn off our mistakes. So I would suggest that this year you get hold of books. I bet at previous conventions, Linda, you've had speakers where they've turned up and someone on this call has purchased the book because you've been inspired by the speaker, you've gone away and you haven't read it yet. Maybe go and dig it out. Put it somewhere where you can't avoid it. And start reading up a little bit. I read with a highlighter because then next time I go back to that book, I just have to flick through and I see that the highlight jumps out at me. Number 10, we're nearly done, everyone. I'm on to your questions. The next 3 are easy. Number 10, find time. Find time. You can find it. If you want to promote to manager this year, or you want to get that trip, find time to work your business, because activity drives every Labrie business. And the easiest way to increase your income, increase the hours you put in. And I'm talking work time, not on the job, thinking, chatting, Candy Crush. We should do a Candy Crush inspection, Linda, and find out who at Leadership Insight has got Candy Crush on their phone. And I'll know whether you're there because I'll know what level you're up to. And I'll know how much time you spend on it by what level you've got to. So, hey, you're not going to be successful if you're frittering your time. Number 11, learn to do parties. You know, the best way to sell the Labrie is to get a bunch of people together trying the product. It's not just about me trying the product. It's much more than that. It's me saying to my girlfriend, oh, this feels fabulous. Oh, your skin looks wonderful. You know, oh, look at the difference between that hand and that hand. That's how you sell the product. Oh, yeah, get that lipstick. It's much brighter. You know, and I'm going to, at convention, everyone, I'm going to talk a lot about selling beauty products. I've got some absolute gems for you. Linda, when's registration open for convention?
We'll be announcing that shortly. It's not yet, but it will be shortly.
Look, everyone, you show up, you go up. The moment Linda announces when you can register for convention, come. I promise you, I'm going to make you laugh, and I'm going to give you some techniques that you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to use that. That is so cool. Because I think, Linda, we're going to do one whole workshop, aren't we, just on selling beauty products, because that's what you sell. You know, we're in business, but our products are our bait that bring people in. So that's one. You know, make parties the heartbeat of your business. Trade shows, fairs, they'll help you reach out to a wider bunch of people. But honestly, parties just make sense. Six women, five women, 10 women sitting around laughing, trying the products, having a good time together. That is a great wallet opener. And people, that's how women act. Oh, you should do it. You have a party, I'll come. You know, you can't get that on one-on-one. One-on-one's the slow lane. Party's the fast lane. Last one. And I am going to be doing the next call on bookings. Because if you don't have bookings, you don't have a business. So our next call, that's Thursday, February 20, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's me, 9 p.m., obviously, for those of you on the East Coast, bookings. But I want to give you one booking tip right now so you can get prepared for it. Go out and get a separate calendar for your business. Don't mix your business and your personal calendar, because you'll think that you're busy when you're not. You know, taking the car in for a checkup, or, you know, hairdressing appointments, nail appointments, picking your daughter up from ballet, those are not business moves. So buy a separate calendar, one of those ones that show 1 month per page, mark out the parties you're going to do. I used to mark 10 a week and then put little difficult dates, put a little star on them. February's great. You can put little hearts, you know, because it's Valentine's. Spoil yourself, you know, be your own Valentine this year. We're going to have a spa party and all get together and pamper ourselves, all of those things. But what I like about it is the proactive action. You get that calendar, you mark it up, or planner, whatever you call it, mark it up when you work. Now you know you're going to work. You just haven't found your host yet. So it's that can I or can't I get bookings? It's will I or won't I get bookings? So, Linda, that is it. They are my 12 top tips for this time of the year. Hopefully everybody got a lot. And I think here's what I'd like to do, everyone, and I hope that you'll do this for me, is ask a question or tell us what your best idea from tonight was, because I know we're all so interested in that. What was one thing that really rang a bell with you? So Linda is going to host this.
Yes, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Awesome.
Okay, so it's unmuted. And if you'd like to unmute yourself, if you have a question for Mary, or if you would like to share something that you really took away from the call, unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Anybody have a question for Mary? Don't be shy.
I do. On number
who's
7,
this?
This is Judy from Grand Junction. On number 7, she said the formula to try, and I didn't understand what she said. I'm something.
Oh, thanks for asking that, Judy. Okay, it's my accent. I know this American in training thing. The first on the first line, write I, as in me, I. Am. Like, I am a teacher, but I'm just so over crowded classrooms, or, you know, teaching difficult teachers. So I am, and then the word but, B-U-T. So it's, I'm a teacher, but I'm so over, you know, whatever. And so, A-N-D-S-O. And so I decided to go into business for myself.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But, you know, I'm a mom, but as much as I love being home with the kids, I get a little bit bored, you know. I need some grown-up company. And so my party plan business is my fun time, you know. Does that help, Julie?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Who else? Who else is going to share a comment or ask a question?
Mary, along that same line, this is Diane from Grafton.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. You know, instead of saying I am or I, could you say I was? Because maybe some of the gals on my team have already quit jobs.
I love
you
it. You know, you're right on to it. It's exactly. That's the other formula. I didn't want to put too much in. It's
okay.
I was working for a bank, but yep. I just got completely fed up with the petty office politics. So I decided right. to work for myself. Another good one on this, but my boss was kind of crazy, and so I decided to work for myself. Now I have the best boss on the planet. It's me. Does that help? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it does.
Good, such yeah. a good point. Such a good Thanks. Point, everyone. I was. Do we have
anyone else
one?
Have a question for Mary on anything that you want to just, maybe you've got something on your mind, you'd like to have some help in a certain area, now's your time. No?
Okay, Mary, I have a question.
great.
I just want to know about, with all the texting and Facebooking, I want to know what you do with people that Facebook you and text you to cancel shows.
Anyone who cancels shows in my bad box. I'm going to give you a specific tip. Where, however they do that, and they want to avoid you, they're embarrassed. So you and I know that the reason that they're texting you is they don't want to actually front up, and I understand that. But let me tell you, the number one reason for cancellations does tend to be, and this is, I'm not saying this at you, but it's this whole thing, if it's not working for me, I have to change. Poor host coaching. And we are going to do a whole call on host coaching, but let me just give you a couple of tips. First of all, the moment that Linda books a party with me, I say to her, Linda, I am so excited. You know, I was hoping, and I almost didn't ask you, but I'm so excited. And I always do the first host coaching in her own home, if possible, because I've already got my sights on signing Linda up. I'm not telling her that yet. But instead of host coaching being, for me, host coaching is me building a relationship with Linda so I can find out when and how to introduce her to the business. So on your cancellation specific, keep in contact with people, build that relationship. If someone does do that to you, I'm just going to role play this, if you don't mind. Hey, Linda, I got your text. I appreciate it. Honestly, it's going to be a bit too late for me to get a replacement now. So if we can make that party hold, I'd really appreciate it. So I'm not above using a little bit of guilt to remind you, Linda, you booked it. I'm not going to get a party now. So then I might, look, here's why people cancel. They cancel because they booked impulsively and now they're regretting it. They cancel because their best friend that they thought would come isn't coming. I promise you on the call, I'll do it right. I think call 3, Linda and I have discussed. That's the March call. It seems a long way away. I promise you I'm going to teach you the whole technique of not only not having cancellations, but turning most of your hosts into consultants. I'm going to work on that with you. Does that help a little bit, though, the answer I gave you?
Yes.
Great. I mean,
you know, what you said, Mary, about putting a little guilt, I became really good at that, frankly, because I would tell people that this was my livelihood and that I was setting aside that day, that evening, just for them. And that if for any reason they, you know, and you have to keep up with them. You know, you can't just book a show and then 2 or 3 weeks out and not have any contact with your hostess, because you've got to really make sure you get the guest list, and Mary's going to go into that more. Get the guest list, make sure she's inviting people, because if she's waiting 4 or 5 days before her show to really get going inviting people, well, of course she might cancel because she can't get people to come. There's not enough notice. So I really told people, this is my livelihood. I'm setting aside this night specifically for you. And I said to her, you know, do you see anything, foresee anything where this may not happen? Is there anything right now that you can foresee where this show may not happen for you? Oh, no, because at that point they're excited. And then I say, if for some reason something should come up, please be sure that you give me at least a 10-day notice. And again, you have to look to see how far in advance you're booking your shows. Sometimes I find that if shows are booked too far out, most people cannot see after 21 days. You know, life, you can kind of look out 3 weeks, But usually after 21 days, it gets a little foggy. And if you're booking shows that are 4 and 5 and 6 weeks out, those are probably going to cancel versus booking shows within a 2 to 3 week time frame. So also look to see how far out you are booking your shows. And some shows will cancel. I mean, it's going to happen. It's part of this business. And the main thing is that you have enough prospects in your pipeline so that if a show does cancel, and, you know, we need to get rid of the word cancel. Let's start using the word reschedule. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to reschedule. Don't think of the word cancel, because sometimes we can draw things to us and maybe start thinking differently. But check some of those points. Are you booking within 3 weeks or less? Are you really letting her know that you're setting aside this time? This is your livelihood. People have to know that this is your job. This is where your income comes from. So don't be shy about putting a little guilt on there. I did it all the time. This was my livelihood, I told people. And I found that my cancellations became far less. And those that did, we would work on rescheduling. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
No, I love it. Now, when do you and I get along, Linda? We're both not above using a wee bit of guilt trip. Hey, I love
exactly.
that. And that was a really good question. It reminds me we must make sure one of our calls really is helping you with that. And thank you so much. Do we have any other? I know we're getting 3 minutes to the hour. I know
we have time for one more question. Anybody else have a question for Mary?
I do, Mary. What would you suggest if there is a consultant who really wants to jumpstart her year and she is just at a place right now where she absolutely has no shows? What would be the one thing, and I guess the obvious, it seems to me, to go back to her Frankie list, is there something different?
I think relaunching. I probably, if it was me, again, I'll role play it with Linda. So, Linda, you know what? We've got all these new products now. Things have changed. Maybe you did let your customers go a little bit, but have a relaunch party. Have a celebration party. Have an appreciation party and invite in your own home. Remember, the number one rule, be your own best customer. Number two rule, be your own best host. So what I want you to do, Linda, I want you to pick a time next week. It doesn't take that much to put it together. And call everybody and say, look, this is really an appreciation party. I just want to thank you for being one of my best customers, my host, whatever, last year. And, of course, once you get them all together, you can use this, hey, let's book a party and let's get you all some free product. Does that make sense for one thing,
right.
One idea?
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. And moving forward, I'll give one extra. Moving forward, honestly, challenge all your team to book a fair, school fair, church bazaar, trade show, something like that in the next. I find it's easier to get people to do something in 48 hours than a week. It's that urgency. So get all your team, hey, let's all book a trade show, fair, school fair. Call 5 schools and find out when they're having their school fair. Call 5 churches, find out when they're having their church bazaar. Because some people actually do squander their first leads and do have to start again. Thank you so much, everyone. I can't wait to see leaders in just a week. Linda, I'm going to let you close off. Everyone, have a great night. Have a great year. And I will see you next month.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mary. I just want to thank everyone for joining us on the call tonight. I hope that you picked up some pointers from Mary. This is going to be a wonderful process. We have 6 months of once-a-month calls with her. And as Mary said, she'll be at convention this year as well as at leadership next week. And she has worked with some of the most biggest companies in network marketing today that have sought her out for her expertise. So we've got a gal that's really helped a lot of people develop wonderful careers in their direct selling business and wonderful incomes. So everybody, this is a great way for us to start the new year, and I'm thrilled that you're able to be on our first call of the year. So thank you for joining us. This call was recorded, and you'll be able to find it in the back room. And if you'd like to listen to it again, it'll be there for you. So again, thank you all for joining us, and have a wonderful night. And Happy New Year, everybody. Make your dreams happen this year. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Good night, everyone.